Imagine being able to make animals carry certain genes, make food stay fresh longer, and prevent diseases in humans. This is all possible with the discovery of CRISPR-Cas9. In today's podcast, we will talk about CRISPR-Cas9 and its uses to develop tuberculosis-resistant cows and the application of CRISPR-Cas9 on humans. In recent years, the science community has exploded with excitement because of one of biology's newest and most promising discoveries, CRISPR-Cas9. CRISPR stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeat and refers to how short, repeated DNA sequences are organized to form genomes. CRISPR-Cas9 was discovered inside bacteria cells that use a sort of like an immune system to fight off viruses. Scientists are exploiting this built-in immune system for bacteria to modify genetic material in animal cells, plant cells, and human cells. In the animal field, scientists have developed the first batch of tuberculosis-resistant cows. By using CRISPR-Cas9 to insert the tuberculosis-resistant gene, NRAMP1, into the cow's genome, scientists at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Northwestern A&F University in Shaanxi, China, developed the first batch of tuberculosis-resistant cows. The scientists inserted the genes into the foietal fibroblasts, cells derived from female dairy cows. Then by using somatic cell nuclear transfer, where the nucleus of a donor cell is inserted into an egg cell, the scientists were able to create many cow embryos containing the NRAMP1 gene. These embryos were then transferred to normal cows to be nurtured and developed through pregnancy. 11 baby cows were able to be tested to see if the NRAMP1 gene was active. The scientists discovered that the NRAMP1 gene was inserted at the correct location and did not have any off targets. When exposed to the bacteria M. bovis that causes bovine tuberculosis, the scientists saw that the transgenic cows were significantly more resistant to M. bovis than the non-transgenic cows. It is also relatively simple to add CRISPR-Cas9 to human cells, and there are many possible uses for it. First, scientists have talked about using CRISPR-Cas9 to modify human cells and cut out genes that are known to correlate with diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's disease. With CRISPR-Cas9, we have the possibility to edit any gene in the human body and modify them to be the best possible version. There is also talk that in the future, scientists will be able to modify children before they are born to make sure that they have the strongest genes and prevent health problems that might be passed down from generation to generation. Sometimes these children are called designer babies. While all of this seems like great news, there is still a lot of apprehension to apply CRISPR techniques to different cells. First, it is hard to know the long-term effects of CRISPR on cells since the technology is so new. Also, if CRISPR is used to modify germline cells, then those changes will be passed on from generation to generation and can impact the environment and evolution in ways humans never thought of before. There are also many ethical reasons people are pushing back on CRISPR. Some people just do not feel comfortable having the power to change so much so easily and fear that humans should not play God with other organisms. No matter what, CRISPR-Cas9 is here to stay, and it's only a short period of time before it's used everywhere.